Our scripture reading this morning is Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. This is the description of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. You'll find it on page 1049 in the Pew Bible. And we begin today the Holy Week that will culminate next Lord's Day in the celebration of Easter. We do not observe Lent as many do. It's not commanded in the Bible. In some respects, I think it's at odds with biblical spirituality, but it's still good to have some special services where we meditate on and remind ourselves of the great events that resulted in our redemption. So Thursday night, we'll have our communion service, remembering the Last Supper with the reading of Jesus' words. On Friday at noon, we'll have a Good Friday service here. And then I do hope you'll be able to join us for our sunrise service and then our morning service on Easter Sunday next week. Well, let me explain briefly about this passage. I actually think that the account of Jesus' triumphal entry is one of the misunderstood passages of the New Testament. When the people are waving palm branches and calling out Hosanna, they are not believing in him. They are misunderstanding him. Those were the emblems of the Zealot Party. It was the symbol of the Hasmonean dynasty about a century earlier. And if you look at the coins printed of the Zealot movement, those who were guerrilla warfare people against the Roman Empire, these were their emblems, and that's what they wanted Jesus to be. They wanted him to be Barabbas. And so when you ask the question, how could these very people a week later call for him to be crucified? Well, that's because he was not what they were looking for, and it became evident to them. But they should have known Jesus is fulfilling the prophecy, coming on a donkey, not a war stallion. Oh, he will come, you know. Revelation 19 puts him on a war stallion at his second coming. But in his first coming, Jesus had a far greater agenda than merely defeating the Roman Empire. What they wanted was a local victory. The kinds of issues that are in the newspaper every day, never without ceasing. There's this nation against that one. There's this tribe. There's this conflict. Now, Jesus came to deal with the problem underneath them all, the problem of sin, that we would be forgiven by his blood, that there might be redemption by which a people would be freed from sin. And when he returns, the kingdom of God on earth that they desired it self-righteously. We desire it, having been saved by grace, then it will come. Well, what a tragedy it is that they hailed Jesus as a military conqueror. He came as the Prince of Peace. Well, let's have these things in mind as we give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Matthew 21. Now, when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied, and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowd that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.